golf tournament. The qualifications were last weekend. The play resumes this weekend. Now, I don't want to trade 4th of July, Thursday and Friday for Saturday and Sunday of next week, but that's, well, there's things we can't control and others we can't. You can control your golf ball pretty well. How are you today, my good friend?
I'm great. Just got the yard mowed, and as we did the double cut, so it's looking nice and proper for, yeah, I got a lot of, hey, I don't mess around with when it comes to the turf. I don't know a lot about it. Our good friend Anthony Robertson and his brother Levi are the experts there. But
that's exactly
I like
right.
to make the yard look good. Got family coming into town, some little family reunion. So, yeah.
That is that fun. That is fun. And do you borrow the equipment from either one of their places to do your yard? Are you out there just pushing like I am? Yeah, I bet. No, you're not.
No, I got the zero turn. I got quite a big yard, so I got the zero turn going. And yeah.
When are you going to let the boys hop on the zero turn? How does that work?
I think we're going to try the weed eater first.
Yes,
that's the first step.
The moped, the moped of yard tools. Start there before you get
correct.
Your license.
I have the fear of the zero turn getting away from them, and there's a lot of trees around in the distance of our yard, and I don't know. I just have this kind of mindset of running into the garage or something like that. So we'll slowly ease our way into that. So.
There's not a class for that, is there? Do you take a class to learn how to drive?
I think it's just you get on and you figure it out as you go. It's a trial and error thing.
It is. Good parenting. I'll give you that. Good parenting. And number one, I like to do the yard. People are like, oh, is Mikey ready for that? I was like, even if he was ready, that's my 90 minutes of whatever I want to listen to, a little sweat, get the heart going. Yeah, what's left of it.
Just finished the episode of Crimson Cast from our good friend Galen Clavio.
That's right.
Scott Caulfield. So.
What were they on about today? What was the big topic?
You know, just kind of the seating at the stadium, the changes, and then the Khalil Ware draft and – you know, how it was interesting about the training in Europe, the European approach to basketball versus American after seeing the two Frenchmen go so high in the draft. And it was just an interesting conversation about how, you know, athletically American players might be there, but kind of a team-oriented skill.
Not even close.
Based in Europe. Yeah, it's really night and day. What's become, and it's pretty remarkable to see.
Some people tell you about how great their team results are, but that's not the team aspect we're talking about. I believe I have that right. And it is. It matters. Right. It matters. It matters how to share the ball. It matters how to work for others. It is five that revolve around, that makes one. We know all that. But, I just want to get to the NBA and get my second contract. That's a very powerful motivator as well. And some people get lost in that discussion. Well, you and I will talk about basketball at some other time, but we're going to talk golf today. A little warm on Saturday, but just perfect outside the northwesterly breezes yesterday. But no one could worry about heat stroke or overheating or whatever else it was. You got off in the morning on Saturday for round one. Round two was yesterday. Let's start in the championship flight, shall we? Mr. Williams, 70-69. Well, that's a good weekend.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, if you've played Cascades enough, you kind of know where the ball's going to go. So I'm pleased with the ball striking. Putting was there all weekend. Wedges were not, but it's Cascades, so you can figure it out how to save. But good pin placements both days. I thought there were some great pins on Sunday. Had a little bit more wind on Sunday, which I thought was a good factor. If you kind of look overall at the scores, there were a lot of scores I thought that were higher day two overall. There was a few that drastically improved their scores from first day. But, yeah, it was a good test. I believe our cutoff in the men's division, I have it in front of me here, was 158. So two rounds combined of 158 got you in. The 16 seed, Justin Fox. So he's going to be playing our defending champion, our two-time defending champion, Jason Bannister. A lot of familiar names that got in all three brackets, a lot in the men's, Mitch Ord, Hall of Famer, Brad McLaughlin, Mark Geyer, regular players. Chad Stout, who was a great high school player at South and went on to play great golf at IUPUI. our resident turf expert, Anthony Robertson, as a seventh seed. Simon Delianis, who I had the pleasure of playing with yesterday, just a recent North grad, as a three seed. Logan Vernon, who just wrapped up his college career at St. Mary's of the Woods in Terre Haute, as the sixth seed. A lot of familiar names in the men's division. So looking forward to, a really competitive couple weekends.
Let's talk about good pin placements, like you said. You mean that as in a sense of fairness, correct? Everything's not in the middle where it's just going to be, you know, five or six under wins. You're going to put them in strategic locations. The old axiom is what? Six, six, and six. Six easy, six medium, and six difficult. Was that the angle for the weekend?
I thought they were all fair pins. I wasn't thinking any of them were crazy. I just thought that, you got to tuck them. I mean, and let's face it, if you've played Cascades enough, the greens are small. They're going to be relatively flat. You have to find ways to make it more difficult so you're not shooting at the middle of the green and the pins happen to be there. So, you know, if you've ever driven up to Bloomington High School North and you stopped at that stop sign, immediately to your right is the what I call the 12th green, which
Me
is
too.
The third green for the pine. Yeah. The old number 12.
The international
the pin
course.
On Saturday. That's correct. The pin on Saturday was tucked in the middle of the green, but toward the right, toward the slope. And so if you're above the green, or above the pin, excuse me, you're going to have a difficult time keeping it relatively close to the flag stick and or the cup. And I thought those kinds of pins were very strategic. If you get to the 18th hole, it's a very drivable hole for a lot of players in the men's division playing it. If Sunday was downwind, the tees were all the way up, you know, you had a lot of guys that may have had a short-sighted approach coming back on 18 with the pin all the way deep. And so those are things you have to look for. I tell people when you're driving in, I tell people who haven't played a lot, make sure when you're driving into the golf course, see where the pins are, where you can see them as you drive in, because a lot of those pins you don't see on your approach shots or your tee shots, and there is a certain amount of strategy to where you want to be on certain places on a hole in order to have the best chance to score.
Chris Williams is our guest today. Did Mr. Bannister participate in qualifying? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, so Jason played both days. He was with us on Sunday. You know, and as a defending champion, you are in the automatic number one seed, and I've had the pleasure of playing with him twice now in just the last couple months. So we had a good time playing. Our foursome Sunday was Simon Delianis, who I mentioned, Anthony Robertson and Jason and myself. So we had a really good time playing. And I think for Jason, and you know, all three of the defending champions played in the qualifier, Jim Alexander and Rory Brown. I think a lot of it is to keep your game sharp, to continue to play with your competition, to kind of see what you're going to have in front of you when you get the match play, and also experience Cascades when it's not, like we talked about, the pins in the middle of the green. I thought the greens were rolling really well both days. They have been all year. And so you kind of want to get some more of those rounds under your belt so that you're more tuned up for match play when it starts.
Right. And for the casual golf fan, Cascades does not set it up every day like this because they don't need five and a half hour rounds. That's the
right.
Point. So it makes it, that's what the great part of it. You can set it up for a championship event and you can have normal play on it 6 hours. Well, the next day once they recut the holes and do all that. Chris Williams is our guest today. All right. So men's championship flight, you are the number two seed. Congratulations. The senior championship, as you mentioned, Jim Alexander, he is the number one seed. He will qualify. Tim Gillespie had a pretty good weekend, didn't he? Hung on to win barely over Chad Osborne.
Yeah, so Tim, you know, we have two Gillespies in the senior championship. Troy Gillespie is back in after several years of not really playing a lot of competitive golf, so it's good to see him back here in the state tournament. He's a Hall of Fame, you know, multiple championship winner. But yeah, Tim, who's I had the pleasure of playing against many years ago, one shot against Chad Osborne. It's hard for me to believe that Chad and Charles are now in the senior flight. It kind of makes me think about the fact that I'm probably in the upper echelon of age and the people in the men's championship. But yeah, that all the medalists competition was really good. There was only a couple strokes between the men and the senior. The super senior, Dan Neubecker, had such a great day the first
My goodness.
That it kind of brought, yeah. But, yeah, so Tim hung on for a 74, and he's the two seed. He's going to be playing against Mr. Golf Week, as we know, Lance Ringler, our resident collegiate golf expert in Bloomington and a great writer for the Golf Week magazine. So, yeah, a lot of familiar names in the senior flights. We have Chad and Charles Osborne playing. We have one match I think I want to highlight in the senior championship that's going to be just a tremendous one is the 7-10. Gary Udaly as the 10 seed. I mean, this is a multiple past champion, Hall of Famer. Matt Till has won a senior championship and is just a fiery competitor and a great player. I'm really going to be intrigued by that matchup because, I think Gary or Matt could definitely win this championship. There's a lot of guys in there that I think.
How did you break ties? How did that work?
I believe Jason told me, Jason Sims, the head pro at Cascades, that they went back on the card.
Just like you would for anything. So, okay.
Yeah. So they went back on the card for that. I think competition wise, the senior is going to be shaping up to be a really good one. I could see a lot of people. I could see potentials for upsets there, definitely. I think really it's top to bottom. You see a lot of people that could beat anybody if you're the lower seed for sure.
Chris Williams joining us today, getting us ready for the City Golf Tournament. Some excellent performances, including his own. You haven't played a lot of golf either, and to run up the leaderboard as you did over the weekend. But Dan Neubecker, 66 to get things started. Was that the only round in the 60s from the super seniors?
Yes, it was. Dan's one of those guys that if I had to pick somebody to play like a partner tournament, I would pick Dan because he knows. I mean, I've known Dan for 25 years. I played him in the city tournament. He's a great competitor. He's a very good ball striker. He's a very good putter. He's one of those that it did not surprise me one bit. And I think he could have actually gone a little bit lower if I recall from his conversation afterwards. So just a tremendous score on day one. And in the super seniors, you got a lot of the familiar names. You got the Mike Vernon, you got the Ike Martins, the Dick Meachams. All those guys are in our City Hall, Golf Hall of Fame. All have been tremendous competitors and champions. Ike, obviously, as people know, has 12 total championships across all three divisions. But there's a lot of people in there that I think when you look at the super senior, again, you have some matches that I think – even the 116, I mean, Steve Hines is a former champion. He's a Hall of Famer. I think and it's interesting because that's a rematch of a final that we had. Oh, it may have been just before COVID where Rory and Steve were playing each other and went down the last hole. And Steve Hines hit a field shot with a wedge on 18 to win the match. So that's going to be an interesting one because, like I said, those two played in the finals a couple years ago back. But a lot of good names in there, a lot of good matches. And like I said, with match play, you can literally see anyone beating anyone on any given day. And the men's championship, I think it was in 2019 maybe or 2020, the top three seeds in the men's all got beat in the very first day.
I remember
anything
that.
Possible.
Tough luck, Marty Hutzel. He misses out on the Super Senior Championship by a shot. Yep, that's the heartbreak that goes along with it. That's why you compete, get your heart beating, heart racing, and everything else. All right, so we have a big weekend this weekend. The 4th of July is Thursday. Obviously, the holiday weekend for some has already started, but coming up on Saturday, you will have more golf. You will have the knockout rounds begin. When does everything get started at Cascades on the weekend?
Yeah, so matches are going to start in foursomes at 7:30, and it's going to go in the order of the men's senior and super senior championship. And then we also have regular flights. We have 116 total participants this year.
How was that number?
According to those, it's relatively similar to what we've seen in the last couple of years. The unfortunate thing is that we do not have any female golfers playing in either of our divisions. We also do not have any juniors. We didn't have enough sign up for that, which is unfortunate. But like I said, we're going to continue to get the word out. I'm hoping that we're going to start to see a turnaround with that, but it's one of those things where it could be a conflict, it could be a timing thing, it could be that kids are playing other sports in the summer, as you well know. So there's a lot of factors at play, but we start at 7:30 on Saturday in foursomes, and then we'll be down to 8 on Sunday, and then we'll be going into our final four the following weekend. So two straight weekends of great golf ahead.
When will you make your big announcement for the City Hall of Fame induction for 2024?
Yeah, so we just had our meeting. We are going to have two inductees this year.
Oh, good.
So we're really excited about this about these two, both well deserving. I'm not going to really give a lot away, but I will say that one is a very historic name going back to the early days of the tournament, which I'm very excited for, and it's somebody that we really pushed for inclusion. And then we have another great winner over the last 20 to 30 years. So it's going to be a great event overall, and we'll kind of allude to that mid-week following leading up to the final weekend of the tournament.
Heck yeah, we'll have you back on, buddy. Enjoy the time with the family. I'm going to try to work on this forecast for everybody for Thursday and Friday. We know the volatility in this area. I remember last week, so does everybody, that was not on the radar for the afternoon time last Tuesday. That was for Wednesday.
Correct.
So these things can change. Our friends at the fair, our friends at Cascades, well, our friends everywhere in the golf world as well, and everybody having big family plans or travel plans as well. You're the best. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the group chat and everything else. Have a great weekend, buddy, and keep playing. Maybe you should play less. Maybe you should play less.
Always good to talk with you. We'll see you soon.
All right, that's Chris Williams, our golf insider here at WGCL. I think before the qualifications for the city, Willie maybe played four rounds. Maybe. The scrambles don't count for him. Swing as hard as you can, chip and putt. That's not playing. He's a very talented and former champion as well, and humble, too humble almost for this program.